USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate could vote today to acquit President Trump in the impeachment trial.
The American people, and frankly people all over the world, know it's a hoax. They understand it.
President Trump at a rally last night in Des Moines, Iowa, as his trial shifts to a fight over new testimony.
The prison's people are telling you to avoid witnesses because they're afraid of the witnesses.
Jerry Nadler and House prosecutors have already proved their case, according to Republican Senator Lamar Alexander. He said the president did hold up aid to Ukraine in order to get an investigation into the Bidens, and he says that was inappropriate. But he doesn't think it was an impeachable offense, so according to him, no more testimony is needed. White House Democratic hopeful John Delaney has made an announcement. He's decided to drop out of the race in his run for the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a new warning from the State Department telling Americans not to travel to China due to the coronavirus. United, Delta, and American are suspending flights, and Americans are trying to leave China before the Monday cutoff. There are now 213 deaths and more than 9,800 cases of the virus reported in China. There are 6 cases in the United States. Personal income and household spending rose last month. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that personal income rose by 0.2% in December, while household spending rose 0.3%. Wages for U.S. workers rising even as savings fell from November to December. Americans spending during the holiday shopping season coming even as retailers said there were sluggish sales. Spending did increase 4% throughout 2019 as compared to the previous year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Pentagon has again revised the number of U.S. soldiers diagnosed with brain injuries following an Iranian missile attack on U.S. bases in Iraq earlier this month to 64. The Defense Department first revealed 11 soldiers were injured in the missile attack by Iran 9 days after it occurred on January 8th. On the day of the attack, President Trump said that no U.S. soldier was hurt. Since then, the number of injured has risen up several times. On Tuesday, the Pentagon said 50 people had been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. On Thursday, they said 14 more soldiers were added to the list. Miley told reporters that TBI can take some time to manifest, so they continue to screen for it following the incident. Some of the soldiers, he said, have been evacuated to Europe. He also said the injuries were not serious. Iran launched 16 missiles at 2 Iraqi air bases in early January in retaliation to a U.S. airstrike that killed Qassem Soleimani, the commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Kobe Bryant's team, the L.A. Lakers, returns to NBA action this evening for the first time since his death last Sunday in a helicopter crash with his daughter, Gianna. He will be saluted. L.A. coach Frank Vogel says it will be an emotional time.
There's no doubt it will be therapeutic, help with the process of us moving forward.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.